How's it going, Michael? You all right?
I'm doing very well indeed. Thank you, Oliver.
Would you like me to get my webcam out? Because you see me.
That's up to you. Completely up to you. I'm happy to be here. I should let you know that Molly is here, who you see in the camera there.
Hey, Molly. I'm waving through the camera. I don't know if I've got a camera on, actually.
No, that's really not an issue at all.
Cool. How are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm doing very well indeed. So I'm glad you decided to call and chat. That's always a good thing. I want to start off by saying a little bit about me and what prompted me to write what I wrote. How's that sound?
Oh, of course. Thank you. Seriously, that sounds brilliant.
Okay, so obviously, as you might be able to tell from my lack of a British accent, I'm not from here. I'm actually originally from the U.S. and met Molly online and moved here about 5 years ago. And I am mostly the technical back end behind all of Molly's sites. The only one which I regularly write for is DS Life. The rest are all her. We are fairly well known in the sex blogging community, and are openly out about our BDSM lifestyle and those kind of things. I don't really follow you on Twitter, but you were retweeted onto my timeline, and I was curious, so I thought I'd go have a look, because I do technical work for a rather significant number of sex bloggers across the world. And so, you know, somebody I hadn't heard of, so I thought I would go take a look at your site. And I was fairly concerned to come across what seemed to me was a fairly misogynistic, certainly ageist, and a bit elitist attitude that I wasn't sure it's to me comes across as either what you may actually truly believe is the way to conduct relationships and interact with other people, or is a way to garner traffic and have a successful sex blog in the way of garnering visits and hits and traffic and converting that into money. As I said in what I wrote, I don't have any problems with people making money. Lots of people make money. That's perfectly fine. Everybody needs to do something, and doing something you love is always a good thing. But it seemed to me that looking at not just that site, but the other sites you run and some things like that, that it really was a matter of applying the same concept over and over to multiple different sites till you find one that sticks. Now, that I'm going to leave it right there. And it bothered me enough that the advice that I saw being portrayed at the best seems problematic to me. So I'll leave it at that for the time being.
Okay, well, first off, I just want to say, I actually, like, I'm completely off topic. I've got to say that I love your work, because I love Molly's website, and it actually looks really, really awesome. So I just want to say I'm completely off topic. And second, I would like to just say that I apologize to everybody, like, on Twitter, and especially to you, because to be honest with you, I never really wanted that for my content, especially with Essex Lab more than anything. Some of the stuff I've done in the past, I agree, it was kind of juvenile, maybe, because I did it when I was like in my 16, 17. It wasn't really who I am today, but I'm really just honestly, I'm actually upset that this happened on Essex Lab, because I honestly do my best to just promote stuff. Now, with views, Essex Lad's not really a view blog. I don't really do stuff too much for views. It's never really been that way. Like, sometimes it might come across like that. And I have been guilty of maybe doing the stereotypical posts, like, say, top 10 sex tips or something like that, which I can just hold my hands up to that. But I don't necessarily, like, I don't, if you looked, there is some articles that may do this, but I don't really promote too many affiliate links, especially recently. Because I don't really earn a massive amount of income from Essex Lad. It's not really my main moneymaker, so that's never really been, like, necessarily a big thing that I push on. I'm just trying to think what else that there was to maybe step on. But yet, so like the content that I was saying, that the content that I promoted, or the one you were talking about, that was just like something that's worked for me. Now, the ageist part of it and that kind of thing is never really, the way it come across wasn't necessarily what I believed. And you have to understand that, like, the way your relationship works and who you are is kind of unique. Like I have complete respect for everybody, but it's like, there is loads of people in it, but it's kind of unique. Like, the people who are around in my life and my experiences with elders, which isn't for everybody. I agree, everybody experiences life in their different ways. But the experiences that I have had have been where people get to like 30 or 40 or 50, maybe 60 years old, and not necessarily in the bedroom, because some people by then are just amazing, and I completely take my hats off and I completely respect anybody who's older than me. But some people have left like certain parts in their life, and maybe their knowledge or certain aspects, and they've got kind of drilled into their own ways. Now, I completely admit that doesn't stand for everybody, and I can completely see how that struck a nerve with you and many other people, but that was never my intention. It was just something that I was going through that day, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, that came from your About Me page, which is where I've looked at a lot of posts, and I haven't singled out a post, although, I mean, I know Molly has commented on a post, perhaps not in what you might consider a positive light on the post, but as far as we've been able to tell, the comment has never actually been approved. That's your call. It's your site. So you can
have... What comment? I don't know if I've received a comment in the last few days. I have nearly every comment on my site gets approved. I didn't know the comment had been received, to be honest with you.
I'd have to look back and see which post it was. Do you remember?
I can look it up. But it was a little while ago. It wasn't in the last few weeks. It was about a... you linked to a pickup artist, and it was the one with the video in with the guy talking about fingering women.
Was it something from RSD or Our Real Social Dynamics? I'm not sure. Like, they had that thing with Julian Blanc or something. That guy, was it something like that?
I don't know. I'll see if I can find the post and let you know.
Oh, thanks so much. I genuinely apologise for not releasing your comment. I do my best to just release everything, but I run through Discuss, and it's like, it doesn't send emails through, so I have to actually go onto it on my own, and it's like, sometimes I just forget, which is really naughty.
With also contained within that page was basically a section of it, of your About Me page, that said, "And all the other sex bloggers out there are crap." And those aren't the exact words, and I'll be happy to read them back if you'd like to have them read back. But you've said you've talked to and researched and read the other sex bloggers that are out there, of which I know a huge number of. All of them are terrible, and they're giving bad advice. And I wonder, really? I find that exceedingly hard to believe. Sure, there's bad advice out there. Mostly it comes from places like Cosmo and things like that. And there's even some websites written by individual sex bloggers where I wouldn't say it was the best practices. But I have to be honest, in comparison to what I read from your site versus Girl on the Net, Dr. Petra Boyton, I could list lots and lots and lots of other people. I have to be honest, I'm going to have to pick the quality of their content over the quality of yours.
No, do you know what? Definitely. And do you know what the bad thing about that is it really is completely on my fault, fault, whatever. And I completely take responsibility. I was actually really referring, but I should have stated this, to kind of more the Men's Health, the Ask Men's, the Cosmos. And that's what I was referring to be 100% honest. When I first started this kind of blogging, I had no idea of how many amazing sex bloggers there were or how many out there. So, you know, after I've made this call, I'm actually going to go and change all that, because it actually is embarrassing that I've actually said that, because a lot of people in this industry are just amazing people. And yeah, their content, I'm not even joking, it's just incredible, you know, like, and so I really did not mean that in any way. And I'll be happy. I'm going to change that straight after this, because it's not what I meant. It's not what...
I'm not trying to pick on you. I really am not.
Seriously.
Your age has absolutely nothing to do with it. If you were 75, I would have written the exact same post, except maybe I would have, the age thing would have maybe gone the other direction. I have to be honest, my experience, and I know a lot of people your age up to older than I, we are very active. We run our local munch, we participate in lots of events, we go to conferences, we talk with other sex bloggers, and we know people of all ages and count a large number of them among our close friends. And I have to be honest, the notion that the majority of people are hidebound is not borne out in my experience in encountering people. Now, in the wider world at large, I could maybe say that that might be a possibility. But to be honest, more what I see is people of your age bracket tending to avoid any input from anybody that happens to be older. The rise of under 35 events or play parties or things that exclude based on age that set an arbitrary line that says, you know what, we don't actually want to hear anything from people that might have had experience that is valuable. I wrote a long blog post about ageism on how it works both ways, how that, yes, older people can say, well, you know what, they're just young, they don't know anything. And I have learned many things from people younger than myself, and I have learned many things from people older than myself. And so I think it does indeed go both ways. I have to be honest, like, I can't see that your experience has been borne out. And I've done some chatting and talking with people online on this topic, very specifically on ageism, if they felt the same way. And I haven't found anyone that's come to the same conclusions you have.
Do you know, I first off, let me just say that I don't really know why I writ like the stuff about elders, because a lot of my greatest mentors in my life right now are all like 60 plus, and they've accomplished just the most tremendous things and continue to accomplish just amazing things. So I don't even know why I said that. And I probably didn't mean it in the kind of term, but even if so, today's a different day for me. Like, honestly, I really do have full respect to people who are older than me. And to be honest with you, in my case, most of them do know more than me. Like, I take my hat off to a lot of people who are in the 40, 50, 60 bracket, especially the ones who just, like, are happy to give the knowledge out. And if I'm honest with you, I have even tried to get a lot of advice. And I saw some people on Twitter, they were saying that I kind of sent a lot of messages, people asking for advice. But I just did that because, honestly, I really respect the value of, like, your opinion, of Molly's opinion, of, like, so many other sex bloggers, that even if it come across like, hey, like, I was trying to be this kind of horrible person, like, emailing all these people and trying to get their secrets or something, it really wasn't that. I just genuinely value the input of others. Like, even this right here, I've got to thank you, because it's just so, like, the advice that you're giving me is showing me that there may be a fault in my system that I need to change. So I've really genuinely thank you, especially for being such a nice person and not, like, coming on and attacking you. Just, like, you know, thank you. I just want to say that.
It was, again, never my intention to do anything except to draw light to what appears to me to be, frankly, in my opinion, not terribly good advice. That when I see pickup artists being promoted who have a technique, a style, you know, the notion that it kind of devalues other people to become commodities. And this is something that I've seen a lot, that they don't tend to treat people differently than they treat getting another car. You want a new fancy car, you know, make a lot of money, impress a lot of people, do the right things, get a new fancy car, get yourself a nice, pretty high-value girlfriend to put in that car next to you. Mm. You know, and that, the value of people, in my opinion, is not their looks, is not how much money they have, is not anything but who they are and what they bring to life in general. I know many wealthy people, most of whom I don't want to spend a lot of time with, but some of whom are actually great people. I used to work in the entertainment business. I did concert sound for famous people all over the U.S. And I would see it time and time again. Most of those people, while they may have been successful, were stunningly unhappy. In spite of having what to everyone else in the world seemed to be everything, really at the end of the day, all they had was fame and money and no real happiness. And the ones that actually were happy were the ones who didn't fall into those traps of, these are the markers and status symbols and signifiers in our society that you're successful, that you have done well. And the advice, certainly from pickup artists or anything that says, here's the one reason that your relationship ended, it makes me have to, and I am not big on doing this thing, call out and say, okay, hang on a second here. This is what's being said to me. I don't think this is right. I think this really needs to be looked at, and I want to get other people's opinions here. My point of this is not to make everybody go, oh, you're a horrible, terrible person. It's to look at this dispassionately and with a wider view to how does this impact the world? Because this is a community I take great pride in. And I want the people who take part in it to take great pride in it themselves and to learn from other people. God knows I have made many mistakes, not just in life in general, but in the writing that I do and the things that I do and even just the way I think about things. But I need to know that I have a base of people that can go, oh, hang on a second here, Michael. Have you thought about this? Have you considered this? And to actually consider it and weigh it and not dismiss it as, somebody just not liking me. Lots of people don't like me, and that's okay. I am not everyone's cup of tea. Sometimes I'm not even my own cup of tea. In fact, I hate tea. I don't even know why I'm talking about tea. But you understand what I'm trying to get at here is it's about honesty and authenticity. And so when I look at what you've put out there and what you are recommending that people do, I look at it and as a geek person and as a web person, I look at it and go, okay, well, this has a very specific purpose. I have seen this done not just on sex blog sites, but on fashion sites and all of these other things, all to the same end. It's clickbait. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, because, and you know what? Everybody writes to clickbait. I enjoy my titles of my posts because I think they intrigue people and make people think, I wonder what the heck this is about. And so they want to read it. But there's a difference. When you get there, you are getting what I honestly and truly believe. I'm not making anything up. I often ask many people for advice if there is a topic that I am not sure of, or if I think my point of view might be different than other people's, not that I will change my point of view, but I want to know what it is they have to say. And so when I look at your content, I worry, one, A, that it's just marketing, which is okay, but not a best practice in my opinion. B, that it is your honestly, truly held opinion, because either of those things cause me a little bit of concern. And when I look at the other sites, and again, this is not to do anything. Lots of people make lots of websites. Molly has many of them. Now, there's a particular reason they're almost always tied to her domain name, because we're not trying to hide that we run these. This is us. This is still us. So when I look at some of the other sites, and especially some of the names of the other sites, are a little concerning. Because it tends to make me look at it and go, this doesn't build a positive picture.
No, I totally agree. And but with the sites, I just better come out and disclose this. There is 101 Geek, which is one which I still haven't posted in ages. That's an actual site that I run. But a lot of the other sites, there was a couple of sites that I completely hold my hands on, their blogs. They're not great, but they don't get any views. They're kind of pushed down. But there was some really bad domains, which is kind of one of their moments where you kick yourself for ever purchasing such a domain, and you're like, why was I so stupid to ever purchase such a bad domain? Like, that was something that is bad. But a lot of them domains, because I think that kind of list is a bit outdated, are completely fallen, and I'm more than happy to give proof they've fallen, and they were really brought in order to flip them, which still isn't a good thing, but they're bought in order to kind of sell them and move them on. When I was in my teens, that kind of seemed like the appropriate way to make money. So even though that is completely wrong, and I hold my hands up and say, look, you should never have, I think one of the domains was ex-girlfriend's leak, which even thinking about that, it makes me feel bad. Like, it's not what I ever wanted, but back when I was a bit younger, I was a bit silly and I did the wrong things, in order to make money. But most of them domains, if not all of the really bad ones, which may seem bad, are completely, they've expired, or they've just moved on, or they've been dropped, or whatever. They're not part of my current thing. And that's I'm more than happy to provide information on that. Also, with the high value thing, do you know that come across really wrong? I didn't. For me, I'm exactly the same as you. I completely agree that looks are not everything. They're not even anything. I think you sometimes need initial attraction, but I think the real thing that wins it is that kind of personality, or just someone's love for life, or it just someone adding something and just being that kind of amazing person that just kind of gives you that tingly feeling. And I don't think you need to have looks to even give someone that tingly feeling, which just makes them feel like amazing. I don't think that is it. But what I really meant by high value was like, just the kind of way to summarize everything. So somebody who is the kind of person that you want to date, who has the personality that you want, that if you say, for instance, hit the gym, they hit the gym. If like, so it was kind of characterized in that way, not a kind of, hey, get this trophy, that's a high valued, nice model girl. Even though looking back at it, it may have come across that way. And I can completely see where the misunderstanding was. And on another side note, I also did an article recently on giving up porn, where I gave up like kind of porn. And in that, I do explain that maybe I did fall victim of objectifying people a little bit. But I'm doing whatever I can right now to pull myself away from that completely, and to get myself in a point in my life where I can say, look, everybody is just, you know, like, see people for who they actually are, and not as, oh, they're attractive, or that attraction is the only thing that like makes me want to talk to them. I'm doing everything I can right now. So I completely call up and say that some of my articles, especially in the past, may be framed in that way.
I mean, I will admit that I do find the tone of quite a lot of your articles to imply that women are just something to ultimately something to stick your dick in, but that they're a kind of challenge, and that if you do these things, this will happen. And I as a woman, I read that and it just kind of irritates me, because it's just like, actually, this isn't how you should approach people, whatever their gender. And I mean, you know, you write things like, if you want her to drop her knickers without you having to do anything, it's like, okay, well, that sounds like a nice, not nice situation to be in. And I mean, the post that I commented on is called, I can tell you the actual title, is called 12 foreplay tips to make any woman come. And you link to a YouTube video by somebody called Tyler's Guide to Squirting, which, quite frankly, I found that YouTube video pretty offensive. It's a comedy act. I don't think it's a great advice piece at all. And it certainly treats women as something that you just do things to, rather than somebody who you
learn
about and desire to do with. And at the bottom of that, I never clicked on the link because I was just like, oh, wow. But you link to PUA Training, which is pickupartisttraining.com. I'm not even going to click on that, because from what I know about pickup artists, is it's all that same kind of tone of, well, if you just do these steps, then women will perform for you kind of attitude. And I feel like that's something quite a thread that is quite commonplace in your blog. And I read a lot of that and just go, this is... this isn't advice that I would ever say to anybody, yes, do this. You know, I've got a young man living in my house who is my son. And there's no way on this planet I would say, oh, hey, read this, sweetie. This is really good advice for how to get on with your girlfriend. Actually, I'd probably tell him the opposite. That actually, hey, read this. Don't ever do this, by the way. So I just think maybe you should have a read, perhaps with a different viewpoint, and perhaps step back from the stuff that you've written and read it with different eyes and see how I think it comes across to a lot of people.
I would seriously, thank you so much for telling me that, because, as I really do, this is just so much value, and I really do value this feedback. And like when you read, when someone reads back some kind of content, you do sit there and go, "Core, like what was I thinking? I don't even know." Like there was definitely with the title, I did that so people would click. Like that was just a clicky title. And the PUA stuff, just to like say this out, I'm actually in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for many, many years, and I'm not like a pickup artist genius or guru. I would never claim to be. And I can completely see how you just, when you saw PUA or pickup artist, you just thought, "No, screw that. This guy is not a good person," because that whole kind of mirage of things is a lot of just, "Oh yeah, go up to a woman and do this and do that and do this and say to her these words and she'll be yours," and that kind of stuff. And I don't believe in that kind of, I don't even want to promote that. And it makes me sad that maybe I have in the past times promoted stuff like that. Like that makes me sad. But really, what I try to do in my articles, and maybe I need to go back and check them, is I just try to give the advice that I feel on that day and what I'm going through on that day. And as you've called up, you've said like maybe some of it's just not right and it's kind of like too in your face and like do this, do that. But I just want to let you know that really is not like, that's not the case. That's not what I'm going for. And I will definitely go and take your advice and I'll go and change some of the articles perhaps and like look into them and actually read them as a reader and not just as like me who sits there and writes and writes these articles, because I can see how they can affect people maybe in a negative way. But that's never what I intended to do. And I'm really like sorry that that's ever happened.
So now the last and I'm going to say trickiest point is in researching and looking, because I don't like to say things that I don't have any backup for. And in looking through the sites, the one that stood out, the one that made me a little more concerned even than perhaps some ill-considered advice, is that it looks like, very much looks like, that the Girl Versus Makeup site is also you. And let me just say that I don't have 100% proof, but I have convinced myself fairly well that this might be the case. Now, lots of people have lots of websites doing things to, again, to make income and do things that might be a different persona. It's perfectly regular occurrence, I'll use.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure I ever approve of it. We've certainly met people in the past that have been erotic writers who have been writing as women and portraying themselves online as women and have actually been men. And our words to them have always been, "Yeah, don't do that. You will be found out and it won't go well for you. It might in the short term help you get some book sales and things like that. But in the end, no one's going to be pleased when that comes out as the case." And looking through the two Twitter timelines, not going back all that far for me, there are striking similarities in content styles, down to the point where there are tweets that are identical to the number of misspellings and the number of letter R's used at the end of a word and things like that. And looking at the About Me pages and running them through something that analyzes the writing styles, it comes up with a 91% match between the About Me for both your site and for Girl Versus Makeup. Now, it just comes off that way. And it's really hard to look at it and go, either you and your girlfriend are both having the same songs stuck in your head on the same day, or tweeting the exact same tweets about things word for word. And Molly and I tweet a lot. And I don't think we ever say the exact same thing. I just...
Only if we're taking the piss out of each other.
Only if we're taking the piss. We'll do that. So it comes across pretty convincingly to me that you are indeed doing that. And I don't care. Except that it doesn't speak to a high level of credibility. I have trouble going.
Authentic.
Yeah, it doesn't come across as authentic.
No. I completely agree, but I promise you on my life, I can actually, I'm going to get proof. I promise you on my life that this is not me. I really, if you actually go on there and look, there's pictures of my partner who does it all, and she does it. I didn't really want to say it was my partner because she's not part of this whole thing. I didn't really want to bring her into it. And the reason why our Twitters are the same is because she actually manages, when I'm not around, my Twitter. So she does a lot on my social media, and I swear, like, this sounds like I've got this elaborate plan, but I promise you that it's not me. And I don't really know how I can prove it, apart from the fact I can maybe take a picture with my girlfriend and show you maybe in an email, and then you can just say it was true, it happened. I don't really want to put it on my Twitter profile because I don't want everybody linking, but I promise it was just simply the fact that I make websites. And I love design, and she wanted a website, and I said, you know what, I'll do it for you. And because I don't add who is, because I just like everybody, like, obviously, as you've seen it, I should add probably who is information, but I just don't mind people.
Privacy protection, young man, privacy protection. Yeah.
But you know, also another thing, by the way, on the privacy protection is that I kind of, even though there might be some things that make me look silly and maybe not the best decisions, but I never really wanted to feel like I was hiding anything from anyone. Does that make sense? So even though that I might have made some silly mistakes, I never really wanted to hide them. So I know someone said, hey, look, you promote people using Whois, you say get privacy protection, but you don't use it yourself. It's just simply the fact that I don't really want to hide anything. And another reason why our writing styles are so similar is because I've got an ability, I kind of mirror writers. So if I spend a lot of time looking at someone's writing or like being around them, I mirror their writing. And because we talk so much on the emails and on Facebook, over time, because we've been together, I think over now 5 years, over time, we started mirroring our typography. We started mirroring basically how we type because I spend so much time talking on the internet to her.
I don't doubt that you actually have a girlfriend. I don't doubt that in any way, shape, or form. The pictures, I'm sure you can send me a picture of the two of you.
I think the point is, it just speaks to the whole that a lot, some of that you're writing, that Essex Lad, it's about being authentic, and it's about writing something that doesn't feel like it's just, as we said, kind of clickbait. And sadly, then you find another site that kind of looks very similar and the writing is almost identical, and it just adds to that narrative that perhaps somebody is not being as authentic as they're trying to portray themselves as.
I agree.
So I just think it's an unfortunate thing.
People will have to make up their own minds, just as Molly and I will have to make up our own minds. And it's going to come down to, frankly, building trust. And that is one of the things that within the sexbot community is extraordinarily important. We, even though we are spread around the world, we all talk to each other.
And it's a community that is often hugely marginalized. Yeah. People's lives are often impacted by what they do. You know, there are people who write the stuff that they write, which is good content, but they're writing it under a kind of almost at risk to themselves. There are places where people are at risk of perhaps losing their job or even their families. And so I think, because it's a community where some people can be marginalized and where people's identity and safety is often really important, to allow them to create content that is honest and truthful and relevant, their identity is something that they need to keep safe. I think that within the community, a lot of people are made nervous by somebody who perhaps comes across as not being invested in it in that same way. That doesn't mean to say that being out about what you are is a problem, because it's not, because I'm out about what I am. I'm clearly, you can identify me easily. There's no secret about who I am. But I think people know that I understand that for a lot of other people, that's not the case. That being, maintaining an anonymous, and I'm going to use that word kind of in inverted commas, if I could, you could see me. persona allows them to do what they do. It actually doesn't kind of inhibit what they do. So I just think that within a, in the community, but gaining trust and producing content that people feel is relevant and on topic and honest gets you can help you